It is Friday morning, and it's time for Business of the Week. It's our final day with Brown Shoe Fit Company in Fort Dodge. Owner Craig Girard on the phone with us. Craig, good morning. Have you had your cup of coffee yet?
Good morning, Pat. Absolutely. I start at 4:08. It's my first alarm in the morning.
Your first alarm? You have more than one?
Actually, not right now. I'm good with one. There's no snoozing. It's 4:08. I'm up. I'm about four cups in right now.
And you are one of those that likes to work out before you go into work, correct?
100%, yeah. I love 5 to 7 a.m. 5 to 6:30 a.m. is probably my favorite time of the day. So I get up and get going, and I figured out if I don't do it then, I don't do it. I come up with too many excuses to not do it.
Well, yeah, because by the time it rolls around 5 o'clock on a Friday, we're shifting from coffee to maybe an adult beverage.
It's beer time, right? We can say that?
We can say that, right, yeah, and it's right. International Beer Day today, too. So, yeah, we might as well work that in.
Another excuse to have one. I love it.
So you have, didn't you say something about a new coffee shop next door to you?
You know, Abby McCready has Stella's Coffee Bar, and she has a camper, and she's been coming next door every Friday for the last couple months, and she's going to continue that, hopefully on into the fall. But she travels. She has a little coffee camper. She has a great following. A lot of folks go from place to place and find her. But she comes to the Brown store every Friday, and she's set up by 7, and she kicks our morning off great. We have great traffic in the parking lot. But like a lot of places, she does an amazing job with the flavored coffees and the iced coffees. And coffee's the most drank beverage there is, right?
It's up there.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's part of my day for sure, and for many others.
Absolutely, I love it. But it's great having Abby here, and I know you guys have some great stuff up there too.
Yeah, Caribbean Coffee House. Yep, they do. They wake us up every morning and all day. Good food there as well. So
awesome. Yeah, it's great to have those places and locally owned, and they do it right and do it well. So we're excited for both of those places.
One thing you have to be excited for is it's No Tax Weekend, kicked off today, and it goes through tomorrow. You said you already have traffic coming in, taking advantage of the shoe selections and the savings.
Yeah, you know, we always jokingly say, but it is true, a sale when we open at 9, when we can get a sale on the books before 9, it means for a great day around here, and we've had several this morning already. Out shopping and grabbing athletic shoes, saving on our discount that we have going all month for athletic shoes. You can save $15 here at the regular store. Right next door at Brown's Sale Rack, you can save an additional $10 off of an athletic shoe. And then today and tomorrow, like you're saying, no tax on any pair under $100, which most of the Sale Rack store is going to be under $100. So we'll be able to spend all day today and tomorrow with no sales tax on those items.
Well, in the Sale Rack store, you said you have thousands of pairs of shoes to choose from.
We do, and it's everything from our clearance summer product, you know, our high-end Dansko and Clarks and Echo sandals. Birkenstocks are over there on discount. So we use it for our clearance room, but then we also have, you know, special buys on athletic shoes, special buys on work boots. We're often a lot of Skechers over there. That's been a really big brand for the Sale Rack store. The new Skechers slip-in shoe is just fantastic. So there's a great selection. There's literally thousands of pairs on the Sale Rack side. So if you haven't checked that out, please stop in. And we have prices for every budget now, which we're happy to provide.
Well, hopefully you're fully staffed, because I think the next 2 days are going to be crazy busy for you.
Yes, we run up to 9-10 people at one time on the floor, and we have a great staff, a great group of kids. I always hate when school starts, because we lose a lot of the kids that work a lot of hours all summer. They'll still work evenings and weekends with us, but if you ever hear kids don't want to work or the kids are lazy these days, that's not true. We prove that wrong every day in here.
Well, today is our last day for business of the week. Is there anything that you wanted to share with the listeners and the customers out there? What would be your concluding thoughts for the week?
You know, the appreciation piece is it. I mean, for 26 years here in Fort Dodge and the business we've built, the growth we've had, we know 100% it's all because of your listeners and your and the consumers. And the Humble area has been so strong for us. And we do try to, you know, give back up there and be part of that community also. We know it's not just a Fort Dodge business. We know it's an area business. And we have a huge amount of appreciation for that. So the people up in that area, it's just the biggest thank you I can say. And we appreciate the support and look forward to continuing our business here in Fort Dodge.
For the next 26 years.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it has been great learning so much more. Like I've used the phrase before, we pull back the curtain, dive a little deeper into a business other than, hey, we sell shoes and, you know, they're on sale. We like to unmask Oz, if you will. And you've been a great guest. We appreciate your business here at the radio station. And I wish you all the best, the balance of this year and the years ahead, Craig.
Yeah, cool. We appreciate what you guys are doing. The business deep dive is awesome, and I love it. I appreciate you guys too, Pat. So have a great day and a great weekend.
All right, you also. Craig Girard, owner of Brown Shoe Fit in Fort Dodge, been our guest on Business of the Week all week long here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.